this morning, we conclude our series actually this morning titled Go Forward. Amen. And I'm speaking on what I've titled Going Forward with the Father. Going Forward with the Father. Genesis 39, verse 2 to 3. Genesis 39, 2 to 3 says, the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. The Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. So let me give you a back end to the story of Joseph. And honestly, I think the story of Joseph is it's a special one. You know, whenever I actually see that family of, you know, Jacob and all of them, I'm reminded of like the Chibos. For those of you who are into K-drama, you know, the Chibos are like this entitled families with strife and tension all the time. So, you know, Joseph strikes me as that sports brat in this kind of family, you know. And the thing is, Joseph's father is Jacob, also known as Israel. Now, he married a first wife called Leah. Okay, so Leah had 7 children, for Jacob, 6 boys, 1 girl. And then Leah's maid also had 2 boys for Jacob. Now he married a second wife called Rachel, who also had 2 boys for Jacob, Joseph and Benjamin. And Rachel's maid also had 2 boys for Jacob. Jacob was a busy man. Also had 2 boys. He was going two. But anyway, he had 2 boys also for Jacob. 13 children. But the thing about Jacob was that Joseph was his favorite child. Joseph was not the first. Joseph was not the last. He wasn't, you know, Jacob had only 1 girl. So that was what was really special about Jacob. Perhaps he was the first child of his favorite wife, who is Rachel. But Joseph, you know, was loved by Jacob. Jacob loved Joseph, and Jacob favored Joseph over all his children. And he also made it obvious. And this is something that, you know, parents need to be careful about. You know, Jacob made it obvious that this is my favorite son. So because of that, his siblings, they hated him. They hated him. And one of the reasons why I said Joseph was also spoiled is if you read Genesis 37 verse 2, in there, we saw that he would go report his siblings to his father. He would take bad reports to them. They weren't working on the field when they were meant to be working. You know, so they didn't like him at all. And then one day he shared a dream. Shared a dream with all of them. And the summary of the dream is, you will all bow to me. One day, 17-year-old, not the firstborn, not the second, not the third, nowhere close to that. He said, you will all bow to me one day. And then they hated him even for saying that. And then he had another dream. You know, after seeing the first hatred, you would have thought, okay, just be quiet. And then he had another dream and said, I had another dream, guys. It's not so different from the first one I had. This one, you will bow to me again. That was what I saw again in this dream. And even his father said, come on, stop saying that. Are you saying your mom and I will also bow to you? Don't say that. But the father kept it in mind. And they hated him. They hated him deeply because he had this dream. They hated him to the point of plotting to kill him. They wanted him gone. But they decided to sell him into slavery. And my question is this, you know, when I read that, my question is, what do you do when the Lord gives you a dream? The Lord gives you a vision, and it seems like your journey is going in the opposite direction. He just received a dream from God. The next thing you will think would be things that would propel him towards that dream. But the first thing that happened to him was to be sold into slavery. What do you do when God gives you this idea of an amazing project And the first thing that happens the next day is a stumbling block, an obstacle, a denial, something. God gives you this dream of what he wants to do in your life. And then the next thing is a negative health report. What do you do? Oh, God gave an admission into college. Oh, you, thank you, Jesus. You are, you know, you're great. You share the testimony and then you get this bill without a scholarship. What do you do when the dream that the Lord has given you seems to be going in the opposite direction of where you are in your life? Go with me into Genesis chapter 39, verse 1 to 2. Genesis 39, 1 to 2 says, now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Now, Joseph was in Potiphar's house first as slave. You know, many times for those who are familiar with this story, whenever we talk about Joseph in Potiphar's house, we talk about him as, oh, he was the overseer of the house. He was the manager of the house. No, he didn't start that way. He was first a slave in the house of Potiphar. And Potiphar was a captain. So this is someone who would have other slaves. Joseph wasn't the only slave there, but there were other people in there as well. And when you think about it, a slave, they didn't have, you know, office jobs. They weren't sitting by a desk somewhere, you know, calling the shots. These were the people doing the dirty work. They were the ones washing the dishes. They were the ones doing the laundries. They were the ones scrubbing the floors, you know, sweeping the floors, you know, with broom. Broom, not vacuum cleaner, not, you know, what's that one? That brush that you stand. You stand and you use, no, broom. You bend, you sweep it. You know, some of you may not even understand what I'm talking about. Broom. You know, these days we have all those things walking around. You know, you just put the thing down and it goes all around the entire house. Just, what's that thing called? Summer iRobots. Yeah, iRobot. You know, some people will get to a time where some people will not even know what a vacuum cleaner is. I can't even imagine that. Because some don't even know what a broom is now. Broom. When you get home, Google it. Something called broom. They were the ones doing the dirty work, the things that no one else would do. That was their task. That was their responsibility. But the thing about Joseph is this. Joseph did his in such a way that commanded Potiphar's attention. Joseph did his work with excellence. Joseph did his work with integrity. Joseph did his work with passion. He did his work with joy. His demeanor as a slave was different. And the scripture says in verse 3 of Genesis 39, it says that, and his master, that is Potiphar, saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made all he did to prosper. He saw that the Lord was with him. I think we need to pause here, first of all. Potiphar saw that the Lord was with him. That doesn't mean that he saw God next to him in the physical. No. It means there were some things he must have seen about Joseph's behavior, about his demeanor, that confirmed to him that those who behave like this have the Lord with them. So I began to dig. And if you go with me, first of all, John 13, verse 35, I'll give you three things here. John 13, 35 says that by this all will know, this is Jesus talking, by this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. So Potiphar must have watched Joseph's life and say, you know what? This guy is unusual. How can a slave love other slaves? How can a slave be kind to people? How can he be patient with people? This guy is unusual. Because Jesus said, that one of the ways that all those who are believers and those who do not believe will know that you are his disciples is the way you love others. Come on, this guy is a slave. He doesn't even have enough and he's sharing with other people. That is one thing that Potiphar must have seen. And the second thing he must have seen can be found in Philippians 2, verse 13 to 15. Philippians 2, verse 13 to 15 says, "For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world." So Potiphar realized that he has the Spirit of God in him, making him do the things that he's doing. And not just that, Joseph does his work without complaining. This guy does his work without dispute. He watched him. You know, there's a way where you watch someone working and the person knows that you're watching them, right? You know, so because of that, you adjust yourself. You know, you try to pretend like you're doing what you're meant to do, but you know it was just eye service, just because the person was there. But this wasn't the case with Potiphar. I want to believe that there were times when Potiphar would just stand behind the wall or behind the door and just observe Joseph without Joseph knowing that there was someone watching him. Maybe we'll just observe all the slaves in the house and he sees the people complaining. He sees the ones arguing. He sees the ones frowning their faces, but he just sees this guy full of joy without complaints and even trying to settle disputes. So there's something about this guy. And this is the third one that I love the most. Acts chapter 4, verse 13. Acts 4, 13 says, "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled and they realized that they had been with Jesus." When they saw their boldness, I believe Joseph had a level of boldness. He was a slave, but he was bold. He was a bold slave. You know, usually slaves are meant to be timid, right? Slaves are meant to be timid. Slaves are people who wouldn't want to raise their heads up. You know, they're always just bowing and everything. But no, this was someone who had received a dream of others bowing to him. So whether he was a slave or not, he had to begin to walk with boldness. So Potiphar must have seen that this guy is a slave, but he's not acting as one. And I can't fault him for anything because he does all his work well. So the first thing that Potiphar saw was God was with him. And not just that. He said, "And then the Lord also made his work to prosper." Give me that Genesis 39 verse 3 again. "And the Lord did what? He made everything he did to prosper." Meaning, Joseph had golden hands. Joseph's hands were blessed. Joseph would touch things while others were breaking things in the house. He was fixing things. While others were destroying things, he was preserving things. The things they weren't working in the house before, when Joseph arrived there, he would touch them and they would just begin to work. They could keep things in the hands of Joseph, and those things would grow. The food stuff, the things were well accounted for in Potiphar's house. He was saving Potiphar money, not wasting things in the house. So he said, "The Lord is with this guy. And also, the Lord has made his hands to prosper." The Lord would make your hands prosper. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because when your hands prosper, It's difficult for anyone to deny that. When God is with you, those who know God and those who do not even know him would recognize that God is with you. Is with you. So the Lord made his hands to do what? To prosper. And now he received the promotion to become the overseer of the house of Jacob. Genesis 39, verse 4 to 6. 4 to 6 says, so Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house, and all that he had, he put under his authority. So it was, from the time he had made him overseer of his house and all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. There are some people enjoying blessings now just for your sake. Just because you are in your family is being blessed. Potiphar's house, they didn't even know God. But that house was blessed because Joseph was in that house. You will be amazed that you're in organizations right now that things are working well there because you're there. So they may fire other people, but the boss knows this one cannot go. This one, you still stay here. Some projects you're working on at work, everything just seems to be going well in your department. It's because there's a blessing on you that is causing things to work in that place. I declare over you that the Lord will surround you with his favor in the mighty name of Jesus. In everything you do, you will be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. It says, and the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. Thus he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he did not know what he had except for the bread which he ate. Now Joseph was handsome in form and appearance. Just for the scripture, I have to just put that in there. Joseph was handsome in form and in appearance. Joseph was not the only slave in that house, you know. No. He had seniors in that house, people he met there, but he was recognized. You know, you were sharing a testimony with me, some weeks ago, Jermaine, and how some, superiors way above your ranking just sent you an email saying, we noticed your work. We noticed you're doing an amazing thing. Just to tell you, we've seen it. Keep it up. When you do your work with integrity, with God on your side, you will be noticed. And I declare over you that where you are, in the name of Jesus, you will be noticed for good. Amen. You will be noticed for advancements. Amen. You will be noticed for uplifting. Amen. You will be noticed for blessings. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So now Potiphar's wife couldn't resist this fine boy and wanted to have an affair with him. But Joseph was a man of integrity and he refused. So what did she do? She blackmailed him and Potiphar put him in prison. And then the next story is very similar to what happened in Potiphar's house. In verse 20 to 23 of Genesis 39, it says that then Joseph's master took him and put him in prison, a place where the king's prisoners were confined. And he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph. We're going to come back to that. And showed him mercy, and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed Joseph's hand again, all the prisoners who were in the prison, and whatever they did there, it was his doing. The keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's authority, because the Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper. And here we see the same trend. He's in prison now. But here we see the same trend. The keeper of the prison also noticed Joseph. Just how Potiphar noticed Joseph. You would think they had a meeting together. talking about Joseph. No. But the prison keeper noticed that God was with him. And he also noticed that he had, I call it, golden hands, blessed hands. And because of that, he said, you know what? Everything else would be in your authority. You know what? It's not about where you are. It's about who you're with and what you do where you are. Prison. Nobody wants to be in prison. As a matter of fact, if I were Joseph, I should be upset because I was put in prison for nothing. I was put in prison for being righteous. I was blackmailed. I shouldn't be happy. But Joseph had God with him, and he ensured he did his work as unto God, even in prison. There are times when you may find yourself in situations that feel unfair. Situations of, you know, where, you know, you feel cheated. Situations that, you know, seems like people would have looked down on you or just, you know, say things, negative things, you know, lies about you. Yeah, it's not unlikely. But do not let the trials of life change your godly character. No. No. Joseph had no business in prison. He had no business in prison. And you know, he could have said, what's the point? Prison is for the bad guys. I was a good guy. And I still ended up in prison. Then maybe I should have just given in to Potiphar's wife. But the thing is, if he had done that, he may have stayed in the house, but he will have missed the palace. If he had done that, he may have stayed in the house, but those hands wouldn't be golden anymore. If he had done that, he may have stayed there, but now things will begin to break in his hands. Do things. Do your work as unto God. Many times we want to be promoted, we want to be advanced, we want to be pushed upwards in our career, in our businesses, but the thing is, you must understand the blessing of integrity being upon you. Doing your work as unto God. As unto God. When we see our lives, I want to show you this graphic. If we have the first one, can we put it up? This is Joseph's journey from man's perspective. And this is how we kind of see life. You know, he started as, he was this son of Jacob, right? He had this dream. He was really up there. Things were going well for him. And then things went down for him. He became a slave, right? And before you knew it again, things went up for him. You know, he was the overseer. He was the manager in Potiphar's house, right? And before you know it again, things went down for him. He became a prisoner. Are you with me? And this is how we see life. You know what we call this? Oh, the ups and downs of life. Oh, yeah, things happen. You know, life is about ups and downs. Life is about ups and downs, you know. And that was Joseph, you know, just ups and downs. And before you knew it again, he became a governor. He got to where God was trying to get him to. So we go around saying, oh, life is just ups and downs. But this is how God sees it. Can you give me the second graph? This is how God sees it. This is what heaven sees. So, as a son with the dream, the journey begins. And even when he was sold into slavery, God didn't see it as a downward trajectory. God sees it as, okay, yeah, we're going towards where I've planned and purpose for you to be. And even when he became an overseer, God didn't see it as just an up. No, yeah, that's part of the plan. Yeah, let's just continue the journey. And even when he found himself in prison, we all saw it as, man, things have gone down for him. No, he's now in prison. No, God saw it as, oh, okay, yeah, we're moving up. Good job. Let's go. And they kept on going until he got to where God has destined for him to get to. And let me tell you the reason why. As children of God, our path shines and never dims. Our past does what? It shines. It never dims. So no matter the situation that you find yourself in, no matter how bad it is, guess what? Because you are in the righteousness of Christ, because you are a child of God, you are going what? Upwards. That's it. That's how heaven's. Everyone may see it as, oh, things are going down for you. No, things are not good. Were things going down for Joseph? Things are not going down for you. Things are going upwards for you. Who prospers in prison? Who prospers in prison? This is how God wants you to see your life. Psalms 1 verse 1 to 3. Psalms 1 verse 1 to 3. I love the scripture. It says that blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law, and in his law he meditates day and night. We spoke about this yesterday at our Dreams and Stories nights. Amen. You know, he meditates day and night, and what else does he do? He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever, say with me, whatsoever he does, shall what? Shall prosper. What an assurance. Whatsoever my spirit in line with God, my desires in line with the desires of God, whatsoever I do in obedience to God's word, it shall what? It shall prosper. It shall prosper. I've seen people who would get into any business and it will what? Prosper. They're standing on this. I've seen people touch things, get into any project, and it will what? Prosper. They are standing on this promise. Whatsoever, no matter the season, no matter the environment, no matter what the economy is saying, whatsoever you do, you will what? Prosper. That was what Joseph did. That was what Joseph did. He understood that. As we round up this series, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6. Oh, thank you, Lord. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, meaning your spirit must be in tune with God and his will for your life. Your spirit aligns with his promises for your life. And now it goes on to say, and lean not on your own understanding, meaning don't try to make it make sense. Because many times it won't. Don't try to make it what? Make sense. Because many times it won't. One of the things that I don't want to use the word bother, but made me really sit with the story of Joseph for, you know, a while since I've been studying this, is the fact that at the beginning of his journey, the scripture says, and God was with him. When he was sold into slavery, God was with him. When he was put in prison, God followed him, and they were in the prison together. When they blackmailed him, God was with him. And for a long time I thought, but God, why didn't you stop the process of selling off into slavery? Why didn't you stop that from happening? Why didn't you stop the blackmail from happening? This man just received, he did well, right? He shared a testimony. I mean, an amazing job from a slave to becoming an overseer. That's great. God, this is your doing. This is your doing, and it is marvelous in our sight. We give you all the praise. Hallelujah to you. But and now a blackmail, and you are there. God, you are there. Because he kept saying, and God was with him. And you made that happen. And he put him in prison. And you are there. What are you looking for? In prison. Why didn't you stop that from happening? And I'm sure you have questions like that, where some things have happened to you. And you say, but God, I'm a child of God. I thought I was doing the things you'd asked me to do. Why didn't you stop this thing from happening? Why didn't you stop that from happening? Why didn't you stop those other things from happening? I feel you. I know you're in me. I know you're always around me. But if you're here, why are you not stopping all these things from happening? And there are many questions like that that we're looking for logical answers for. Which, I hate to break it to you, but you may not find those answers. And that's why God says, trust in me with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, because your understanding would mess you up. If you try to answer these questions, Lord, why me? Why now? But you just gave me this. Why? Now it seems like I'm losing it. What's going on? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not in your own understanding. I'm telling you, I've had some things happen to me in life and they make no sense. No sense. But by the time I see the essence, or by the time I get on the other side, I'm saying, God, really? Really? Who will think that a Joseph with a record of being in prison will end up becoming the second in command of an entire nation? It makes no sense. You're in situations now that make no sense. And yet God is saying, where I'm taking you to, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and it hasn't even begun to come into the heart of man. You just trust me and go and sleep. Go to bed. I was having breakfast with one of my pastor friends recently, and he was saying, you know, when we talk about having faith in God, you know what God wants? Just tell it to him and don't check. Just keep going. Don't check. Don't even check it. Don't check it. Have you found yourself in a situation where, you know, something is happening and then you have a scratch? You have a scratch in your body, but, you know, because you are so into what you're doing, you're bleeding. But you didn't feel it. You didn't know. But then you get home and you're like, oh, I have a cut. When did this happen? Oh, this place is paining me. Now you're feeling the pain because now you are aware of it. Just tell it to God and go and what? Sleep. Go and rest. Be anxious for nothing. But in all things, when you don't know what to do, instead of thinking about it, instead of dwelling on it, instead of worrying about it, instead of asking questions upon questions, just pray and give him thanks. So the psalmist says, in all your ways, acknowledge him. Know what that means? As often as possible, thank you, Jesus. In everything you do, reverence him. At work, it may seem like they are being hostile to you right now or trying to mess you up or do whatever it is. Just acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. Because guess what? They will come and bow to you very soon. Oh. In all your ways, do what? Acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. I pray for you this morning that the Lord would favor you in all your ways. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will lift your head. The Lord will promote you. You will advance in all you do. In the mighty name of Jesus. Your names will be mentioned in great places. You will be remembered for good. You will be acknowledged in the mighty name of Jesus. Your spirits will be in alignment with the Spirit of God. You will receive divine instruction. Receive the grace to obey God. Receive the grace to walk in obedience. In the name of Jesus, every day of your life will be blessings upon blessings. The Lord will give you hearing ears. The Lord will give you seeing eyes. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not fail. You will not falter. In the name of Jesus, I come against that spirit of anxiety. I come against that spirit of depression. I come against that pain. I come against that hurt. I come against that sorrow. I come against that tragedy. I come against everything bringing you down. In the mighty name of Jesus. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. I declare that the Lord will lift your head. It will grant you all round victory. Victory in your family. Victory in your home. Victory in your career. In everything you do. In the name of Jesus. In your going out, you're blessed. In your coming in, you're protected. The Lord will keep you. The Lord will surround you with his fire. No enemy will be able to penetrate you. They will not come even into your home. It will not come into your business. It will not attack your health. In the name of Jesus, I come against that spirit of fear. Receive the spirit of love. Receive the spirit of power. Receive the spirit of sound mind. I declare you are a champion. I declare you are a winner. I declare that in all things you will be victorious. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is well with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Give Jesus praise this morning. Hallelujah. Come on, give him praise. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord.